Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday afternoon. We go right to the guest line, as we do each week, to talk to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Adam is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Adam, how are we doing this week?
Hello there, gentlemen. What's going on today?
We're living the good life of a football team that's won 7 games in a row, so I'll start there. That win on Sunday in Tampa Bay. On our post-game show, I used the term validating because all year we've been talking about the schedule and can this keep up. Do you believe that was a validation game for the Patriots?
They played exceptionally well, and it was a game. Yeah, I guess you could call it a validation game to a certain extent, right? Like, they went out there, they beat a good team on the road, and they won a game that I think maybe a lot of people might not have expected them to win. So I guess, to your point, it validated who they – you know, here's the thing. It really was one of the tougher games remaining on their schedule. So if they go and win on the road in Tampa, it just really puts them in a great position to win the AFC East. And they win there. Buffalo loses in Miami. They're both in the state of Florida. One team comes out success, and it just sets up New England to be in a great spot to have the kind of season that not a lot of people were expecting.
So, Adam, following that win on Sunday, and with the way things have gone for the Patriots now, 8-2, in control of the AFC East, 7 straight, et cetera, and Drake May playing like he's a man on fire, do you feel comfortable saying now that the New England Patriots are a legitimate Super Bowl contender?
Yeah, I got no issue with that right now. Like, it looks like they're going to win the division. It looks like they're going to have a home playoff game. If you have a home playoff game, why wouldn't you be a Super Bowl contender? I mean, not like, as a general rule, teams that play at home in the playoffs are Super Bowl contenders. Like, I don't think that's anything bold or daring to say that. They've played very well. Look, they still have a ways to go here, but the season is going better than people thought, and it's leading to questions like the one you're asking right now.
You know, Adam, sad news a few days ago, the passing of former Commissioner Paul Tagliabue. He was the commissioner from 1989 to 2006. He oversaw a lot of different things, you know, tried to spread the game around the world. You know, 2 new expansion teams over in his tenure. Just how would you define Paul's, you know, legacy as commissioner? How did you think he did as a commissioner? What would be his legacy, you think?
Well, I think there are a few things that he did. He helped grow the game internationally. He helped lead the NFL into this TV era where the money is so gargantuan. He was one of the people at the forefront of that with Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones and Pat Bowlen. He was somebody that oversaw the construction of 20 new stadiums during his commissionership. He stepped in and postponed games the week of 9/11. He helped the Saints during that time of Hurricane Katrina. There were people that obviously questioned whether his record was strong enough on concussions. That obviously is up for debate. But you can't deny that he had an enormous impact on the NFL, left a tremendous legacy. One of four NFL commissioners in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. When you're in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, obviously, you accomplish something.
Time to get this week's Drake Take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And it's a little bit of an offshoot Drake question. Josh McDaniels is suddenly getting a little buzz for the job he's done, obviously, with Drake May and how well he's playing. And at least in these parts, people are wondering, is Josh going to get a third chance to be a head coach? Could Josh be a candidate for that New York Giants job with Jackson Dart, a young quarterback that they'll want to support? So I'm wondering, what does Josh McDaniels' future look like? Do you think he's going to get another chance to be a head coach?
Oh, I would say this. Josh McDaniels' future looks like he's going to be the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots right now. That's how I view it. You know, he's got strong roots in the area. He's had two head coaching jobs that haven't worked yet. He might at some point get a third. He's deserving of that, worthy of that, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. And if you're Josh McDaniels and, you know, you've got children in the New England area, like, you want to see this through when you've got a quarterback like Drake May and an organization you know and feel quite comfortable in with a head coach like Mike Vrabel. So, yeah, to me, he's not going anywhere.
So earlier today, Adam, Rob Gronkowski signed a one-day contract to retire as a member of the New England Patriots. And we were having a little bit of a debate here on the show as to whether or not we thought Gronk deserved a statue. Where do you stand on the idea of all-time players being remembered with these one-day contracts, and most especially statues? Are you a big statue guy to honor the greats?
I like the statues a lot more than I like one-day contracts. Like, these one-day contracts, with all due respect, it doesn't do much for me. You know, like, okay, great. We know he was great. We know the impact he had. Like, you sign a one-day. What does that do? I don't get it. Like, I'm not a player, so maybe I'm missing something. Tay, you tell me what. Yep. What is the idea there? Like,
what is it? You know what it is, Adam? I'll be honest with you. The fans think it's something, and so that's why they do it. It's really, I think, for the fans. The fans don't understand that it means nothing, but they think it's something, and that's why they do it, is to appease the fans, in my opinion.
I guess. I mean, honestly, I think it's the most overrated, unnecessary story in football.
Can I jump in real quick, Adam? I think part of it is, I think the teams kind of love it, though, because it brings the spotlight back on them. But I also think it's like, yeah, it makes them feel like, you know, that Gronk he's a Patriot. He's not a Buccaneer, right? I think so. I think the teams enjoy it as much as the fans.
You might be right, but okay. What are the fans enjoying? They signed a guy.
He's retiring a Patriot. You know, his last team was not with the Patriots. It was with the Bucs. But now he finally came back around, and he truly is a Patriot because he signed a one-day contract. That's the only thing I can come up with. But
Okay. Great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, when I think of Rob Gronkowski, I don't think of him as a Buccaneer. I think of him as a Patriot, you know? So, but if we need to memorialize that and put it into a writing and have a ceremony, a send-off, then fine.
I hear you. Hey, Adam, I'm curious, you know, the Browns are reportedly going to stick with Dillon Gabriel, and I think he's 1-4 in his starts. And I'm just curious, I'm a former Colorado Buff, and my Shedeur Sanders is there. Have you heard anything, or what's going on with Shedeur Sanders? How's his progress, and why isn't maybe he getting a chance to play, considering how bad just the team is under Dillon Gabriel right now?
I still think before the year's through that he'll get a chance at some point, but you know, the team has a third-round draft pick invested in Dillon Gabriel. They like the way he's played. They want to take a look at him. Give him time. And again, I think we'll see Shedeur at some point. I don't know if it'll be anytime soon. But they like Dillon Gabriel. And the idea of the season is to get a look at both guys, to be frank, to see, okay, what we got. I think we have an idea of what Dillon Gabriel is. And at some point in time here, I think they'll try to get an idea of what Shedeur is.
Adam, it's football aside, I know that it's American Diabetes Month, which I know is an important cause to you. So I wanted to give you a moment to just talk about that.
Well, I appreciate you asking. It is American Diabetes Month, and I've been out on a campaign trying to raise awareness to have people get screened for type 1 diabetes. Diabetes can't be prevented, but it can be prepared for. I think it's important for people to go meet with their doctors, get screened for diabetes. They can visit the website. Screen for what is that? I had it by heart. I don't know it by now. Anyway, important to go to your doctor, get screened for type 1 diabetes. Big deal in American Diabetes Month. I appreciate you asking. Thank you.
All right, Adam, appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
Guys, have a great week.
Thank you, sir.
That was ESPN's Adam Schefter here on WEEI Afternoon.
My man was making lunch.
I heard a plate, and then I heard some food.
I feel like toast. Maybe he was making toast. I think I heard
buttered the toast. Maybe
I feel like he was buttering toast. I thought I heard maybe something. The pop of the toast coming up.
Yep.
You
okay.
Know, a little jam.
Doing a little dishes.
Jelly.
Maybe doing dishes as he was prepared.
Doing dishes.
Key to success.
Well, you know, he. I think he ate the toast.
He did.
And then wipes the plate off and then put it into the dishwasher.
Well, he was also smart. When he was eating the toast, he threw it to you. He's like, you know more, Ted. You talk about it. And he took a bite.
By
the time you threw it back to him, he was trying to swallow that bite.
He's a busy man. He can't even get the food in between all these interviews.
He's on TV in 2 minutes.
He really is. Crazy like a fox, but also not a big fan of one-day contracts. And something I agree with him on.
Does anybody have a better reason for why people do it? I mean, Bronk did it to honor a fan.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so I think fans think it means something to come back and do 1 day contracts. So they're doing it to appease the fans.
And I guess that's fine, right? Like, who are we to say? I mean, we don't have to care.
Sure.
We can just laugh it off and say no big deal. But if you enjoy it as a fan, you get to see Gronk at the podium. He answered a couple questions. He and Robert had a little funny quip back and forth. Boom, we move on. It's great.
Maybe I should call. I want to officially retire as a Patriot.
And then we can sit, Fitzy and I can sit in the front row and ask questions.
Yeah.
Ted, what does this mean to you? Ted. Andy Hart, WEEI.
The only two people that show up at the press conference.
Yep.
My two friends. My two hosts.
You'll have Callahan and Perry there, too.
Okay, very good.
They'll be there.
Oh, yeah, Phil will be there. Your boy Phil. Absolutely.
Oh, I thought you said Bill. Yeah, no. That'd be cool if Bill came back.
No, Bill will not be there. Not Bill. I said Phil. That was
Bill. Oh, Phil.
Phil will ask you to break it down. Yes, Stiz?
Just real quick, the website that Adam Schefter was referring to is screen4type1.com.
Very good.
It would have been perfect time for you to go. That website that he was looking for is stizgrimy.net.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to take a little early look. Oh, I guess it's not that early. It's Wednesday. They play Thursday night. The Jets are in town. They're not a very good football team. Is this an opportunity for the Patriots to obviously buff up their record, but for Drake May to continue to buff up that MVP resume? There's some interesting games this weekend. Matthew Stafford and Sam Darnold go head-to-head. Those are MVP candidates. If Drake can make some hay against the Jets on Thursday night, he might become the front runner even more solidly. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.